Newsbreak. Charles Osgood reporting this morning from Washington on the CBS Radio Network. For 5 full minutes, they stood and cheered. The sound filled the hallowed chamber and its packed galleries, and the senator from Minnesota, back at his desk for the first time in a long time, smiled and waved, stretched out his arms, walked down the aisle and around the room, shaking hands, it seemed, with almost everyone. The hair white and thin now, the face drawn, the body wasted, but the eyes were bright, and he was home again among friends. And he told them the greatest gift in life is the gift of friendship, and the greatest healer there is the friendship of love. Back in 1888, in a poem called Invictus, William Ernest Henley wrote, "Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul." Unconquerable, indomitable. Those were words his colleagues were using yesterday to describe Senator Hubert Humphrey on his return to the Senate chamber. And that indeed seemed his message, to be patient and to persevere.
You just have to persevere. You have to come back, have patience, have will, have stick with it, and not expect to get everything in a year. Success is not an instant phenomenon.
The flash bulbs popped and the cameras whirred, and outside the Capitol, again the words of Henley came to mind. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed.
Hey, what are you doing, Georgie? You still run that camera?
Yes, sir.
When are you going to put some film in it?
The first time you give me a
film. All right, gosh. Listen, where were you guys in 68? I could have used you all. Did I have to get sick?
It was clear that everyone was glad to see him there again, where he belongs.
I know that I'm going to feel better being back here. I've been very frustrated being out home, not being able to be in on the action. That's not my lifestyle, you know.
Senator, can you tell us in some detail how you're feeling?
Well, I'm feeling much better. I had a real rough time, to be frank about it. The worst I've ever experienced in my life. But I feel so much better now that it's just a joy to be around. I tire a little at the end of the day, but I put in, I'm up and about and doing a lot of reading. When I was home, I was on the telephone with my office, with my colleagues, with the president, the vice president, with members of the cabinet. Ran up a big telephone bill. It was government paid on that, to tell you, it was on our allowances. But, this is a battle royal. I mean, I've had two major operations, two major surgical experiences, and I lost some weight, but it's stabilized now. We hope to put it back. And if I can get two-thirds well, I'll be good enough, because that'll put me back with most people.
He had not come to take, but to give, to help President Carter at a time when things are not going so well for him.
He needs some help from you, doesn't he, Senator, on some of these...
Well, I hope I can be of help. Let's put it that way.
Energy? Do you share his priorities on that?
Yes, I do. I think the president's energy package was basically good, but it's not infallible. And we're going to have to do some trading. But if we can get 65 to 70% of the president's energy package this year... We can come back to the second year. One thing I've learned is you don't have to be too smart. Just persevere. Just hang in there.
Persevere. Hang in there. As William Ernest Henley wrote, it matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Newsbreak, October 26th, 1977. Charles Osgood, CBS News.